This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you so much, and let's go right to him. Alex Dono, host of Locked On Canes podcast. And Alex, I got to tell you, man, you, my friend, long time here at QAM, have done a great job on this podcast. It really is enjoyable to watch it. It's been great. I just wanted to give you all the props for that, man. It's great stuff.
Well, thanks, Joe. And I want to give you props for working sick. I know you haven't been feeling well. I was listening to the show yesterday, and if you need, I've got a lot of baby wipes laying around my house. If you need me to go up there and bring you something, I'm more than happy.
I probably shouldn't have said what I said on the air, but I did.
No, he just went home and jumped in the shower. He's fine now.
Yeah. By the way, I did. Bo, I said, Bo, I'll be with her, but I got to go take a shower. I didn't tell him why, but I said, I got to go take a shower. I can't.
I thought something
no,
was up.
No, yeah.
Then I found out a little later.
Yeah. And never. Well, that stomach stuff's serious. Anyway, hey, Alex, enough of that. I'll tell you one thing Mario did being out there for the first day of practice when he said, well, I'm going to load up. We're going to change our philosophy in that defensive secondary. And I brought in a bunch. Transfer portal guys and recruits, and I'm going to get a chance to see them all, just about all of them, just one guy from Columbus. And outside of that, the whole class is there. And I think he's really going to take a deep look at what he has, let him grow, let him develop in spring, and then from there, see how much he has to do in the transfer portal after. That'll be the backup plan. What'd you think?
Yeah, I mean, watching these first two practices, if you look at the defensive backfield, it's almost completely different and new from last year, Joe, which Miami needed. I mean, that was the weakest spot of the defense. Yeah, I've gotten a lot of looks so far at Xavier Lucas, who we covered a ton with the whole saga of him leaving Wisconsin for Miami. And I can see why Miami wanted this young man so badly, because he, you know, and again, we're judging these guys right now before the pads come on, of course, but you know, watch Lucas at Wisconsin last year. He's a physical corner, which is exactly what Miami needed. And he looks every bit of, he's over 200 pounds at about 6'2", 6'3", which is exactly the type of body type Miami wanted. So I've been impressed there so far. I think Zechariah Poyser, the new safety they brought in, looks pretty good. I've seen a lot of Charles Brantley out of there, a transfer corner from Michigan State, which is actually, Joe, it's really encouraging that he's practicing in full, because he suffered a late season leg injury at Michigan State at the end of the year. A lot of people thought he wouldn't even be practicing yet at this time, and he's out there with no restrictions. Another guy out there with no restrictions, going to the true freshman for a minute, Amari Wallace. You know, I know you covered it on your show, Joe, about 8 months ago. He suffered a broken leg in, you know, an off-season activity. I think it was an unsanctioned off-season activity in high school last year, and he is fully recovered now, no restrictions. I saw him break up a pass in practice yesterday. Chris Ewald Jr., a true freshman out of Chaminade, is someone who Corey Heatherman, his defensive coordinator, was very complimentary of him. I was watching him yesterday in practice. And then the last one I'll leave you with is he's not a new guy. He was on the team last year, but he's heading into his sophomore year this year. So he didn't play a whole lot on defense last year. He played quite a bit on special teams, and that's safety Dylan Day. Day made one of the plays of practice, at least for the media portion yesterday, Joe. He intercepted a pass from Judd Anderson yesterday in practice, and Dylan Day has been a lot more involved. And so really my hope, Joe, and this is something Cristobal was very aware of, this, it's why he was so active in the transfer portal and also very active in getting in new defensive coaches, right? A new defensive coordinator, two new defensive backs coaches. You need to turn that defensive secondary, which was a weakness last year, you've got to try to turn it into a strength, and they seem to have the bodies to do that now.
You know, Alex, it seems like, especially last year, with that secondary, you kind of wasted, you know, some of the productivity you got in the line. You know, you had that line seems to be, you know, that the first and second level seem to be pretty good, but boy, that secondary. So with all these guys coming in, you expect that. So with the new quarterback coming in, with Carson Beck coming in, not knowing what that offense is going to be, is that defense going to catch up to the offense, or maybe overshadow what they've got with this offense? And I know it's a question because you haven't seen him with this offense. I'm talking about Beck and what that's going to be.
That's a great question, Bo, because, you know, one of the things I remember even going back to last year, and of course, when Cam Ward got to Miami, he was available in spring football. Carson is not available fully yet because he still hasn't been cleared to throw. And I even remember, like, last year at this time, like, you know, the offense, they looked ahead of the defense even in practice, and you don't always see that. A lot of times this time of year, the defense looks like they're ahead. So that's going to be something we're definitely going to be monitoring heading into the spring game, is if the defense can be the unit that can at least go toe-to-toe with the offense. And yeah, there's talent on the defensive line, Bo and Joe. I know Miami is expecting Reuben Bain to have a big bounce-back year from last year. You know, the media had a chance to talk with Akeem Mezidor, who's really excited, Mezidor, about the type of defense they're running. It's going to be a little bit more simplified and more direct on the defensive line. He wants to go out there and create some chaos. And that really is, that's the part of the defense you want to be able to lean on, right? When you have, you know, pass rushers like the two I mentioned, a guy like Malik Bryant, who I think can have a good year. You know, you've got, maybe you need a little bit more depth at defensive tackle, but you've got, you know, guys like Ahmad Moten and Justin Scott and David Blay, a transfer from Louisiana Tech, who all look pretty good on paper. The defensive line should be able to set the tone. And yeah, watching, you know, these other quarterbacks before Carson Beck is ready to throw, that's an evaluation exercise in itself. You know, Emery Williams so far has looked pretty good in practice. I know he's trying to, you know, bounce back from a tough bowl game that he had back in late December, but, you know, he practices well. You know, we're watching the true freshman quarterback Luke Nickel, who looks like, you know, he's got a lot of talent, and Judd Anderson out there. So yeah, hopefully the defense can be competitive throughout these next few months, because they weren't that competitive against the offense last year.
Alex, this thing, when we're all done with all this talk and it's season, it's going to go back to how good Carson Beck's going to be, and he doesn't have to be Cam Ward, but he's got to be really good, especially making $4 million friggin' dollars that he's getting paid. And on top of that, the development of these young wide receivers, and hoping some guys by the end of spring can kind of break away. I know they love the potential of most of these guys, from Josh Moore to JoJo Trader and all the rest of them. But I think no matter what, they're going to hit that transfer portal to try to bring in more experience, a wide receiver, before the year starts. Don't you think, no matter what they end up having from spring training?
Yeah, I mean, Joe, I think you hit the nail on the head when you talked about the financial investment that they're making in Carson Beck, right? When you're reportedly paying $4 million plus in NIL for who's a very good quarterback for 1 year, you're paying that much money. You've got to make sure you're putting him in the best possible situation. The same way, from an offensive standpoint, Miami put Cam Ward in the best possible situation last year. I know, as Bo brought up, the defense is really what let Ward down. But on the offensive side, Ward had all the weapons that he needed to have, you know, arguably the best quarterbacking season in college football last year. So Miami needs to put Beck in that same position. So I'm with you, Joe. I think another proven wide receiver is needed in the transfer portal. I think the reason why, and Miami did get one really good one in C.J. Daniels from LSU, but I still think they need another. And I think the reason why they weren't able to get more than what they got back in the December-January portal was because they didn't have Beck yet. Like, they didn't have Beck on board until kind of at the end of that process. I think they'll have more of an opportunity to recruit that when it comes to the April portal. I will say, though, Joe, because you brought up, you know, the young receivers, a guy who, and you watched the whole practice on Monday, so I'm sure you saw this, and JoJo Trader looks really good. I mean, he looks like he's ready to take that next step. He's been a problem. You know, we talk about how good these new defensive backs look, but at the same time, the new DBs have had trouble covering JoJo Trader. He's been very dynamic so far.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, he's got to be the guy, man. That Chaminade program has just spitting them out there, boy. They really are. You want to go. And Chaminade, by the way, is going to be loaded again this year. They have done nothing but load up, so watch out for them. Hey, before we go, how about Pro Day coming up? I'm not a big Pro Day guy. I used to go to all those Pro Days for the Canes when they had 4, 5, 6 first-round picks. But the Cam Ward and all those receivers running, and I think it's going to be a fun day out there. Are you looking forward to the 24th?
Yeah, I am. I went to Pro Day, I think the last couple of years, and I plan to get out there again this year, especially when, you know, every time you go out to these Pro Days at Miami, Joe, there's always, you know, a good amount of NFL scouts. The fact that we've got Cam Ward this year,
yeah, it's
is
different.
probably going to be more attention than we've ever had down there. So watching him, you know, watching Damian Martinez, who had a good combine. It seems like all Miami's guys had a good combine, which was nice because I know that wasn't really the case last year. People were kind of down on Miami at the combine last year, very high on them this year. Elijah Arroyo, you know, we're going to see Xavier Restrepo. He's going to run a 40 at the combine, or he's going to run a 40 at the pro day.
What do you think he runs, by the way? Not to cut you off. I thought
no
that was
idea.
One. I don't either. I have no idea.
I don't know. Like, I don't even want to speculate because if I say like too high of a number and then he runs the better than I thought at Pro Day, I'm going to feel like an idiot, Joe. I don't even want to guess.
He's always open. We all know that. He's 7'11". He's always open. There's no question. I'm just curious. I know the league's kind of curious too. So anyway, hey, great stuff. Appreciate you coming on, Alec. You take care of yourself.
Anytime. Thanks, Joe. Thanks, Bo. Talk to you guys later.
All right, Alex Donna, host of Locked On Canes podcast, talking a little bit, little teaser for the Miami Hurricanes with all those new transfer portals and the whole. Bo, did you ever think there'd be a day halfway through your senior year in high school, their whole recruiting class except one guy couldn't get out, guy from Columbus High School had to stay. Every other guy's in spring football.
Yeah, no. It's
three and a half years of high school now.
Yeah, that's you know –
I wanted to get good. One more dance and date with a little Peggy Sue over there, man.
With getting these high school guys, it used to be you could get the junior college guys.
Junior college guys, that's right.
And in California, that's a big deal. You could get the JC guys coming in there, and that was like the bonus for you. Now you got these guys, graduating early from high school, coming out, and they're almost – they're almost on campus all the time. They're going through all the workouts and everything, and all of a sudden
they're ready to play freshman year.
Go run, yeah. I think it's great.
Anyway, it's great. We come back. It's funny.
You might as well get them there quick because you may not have them for long. And in this day's world,
Mario said they're all 1 year deals now.
Yeah.
Mario came on and said it. They are all 1 year deals. We got to go to break here. They're all screaming at me back there. I do want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED and low T. I had it full blown. I'm not proud of it. It's just a fact. And man, when I had it. And I knew right away I was tired. I was going through a thing there for a while. I was just super tired, and I noticed tennis games got shorter, more excuses not to play, and then I was watching TV, and then I was sleeping all the time. Then I felt like I was half depressed. And then sex drive was gone. Nothing happening in the bedroom, man. I got to tell you, I finally went to Atlantic Men's Clinic. It was about a year ago. And it was the best thing I ever did because the results, they happen fast. I know the number one question I get now that I've been on the program for a year, Joe, how long before I'll notice a difference? Pretty fast. Within a few weeks, you really will start to notice a difference. Put you on a great plan. 6 locations in South Florida to serve you. This is what they do. They do it the right way, the safe way. They police your program so you know and you get great results. You're in there with them all the time. 877-455-7300. You get the T, the PSA test. You meet with their professionals. Again, they monitor everything. Go to AtlanticMensClinic.com. Set up that first appointment. It's the most important one. And decide if you want to do the program or not. But you're in for great results at Atlantic Men's Clinic.